Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the late show. Steve in for Henry tonight. And I'll be back tomorrow. We'll have Tech Talk at 3. Doug Swinhart. And if you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, maybe you have Windows 10 and not sure what to do, we'll delve into all of that at 3 o'clock. And then following... the weather update at 4:30, college football final scores, game reports from all around the area and around the country. Gophers are off. They'll be at Oregon next week, but a very busy day around the region and in the Big Ten as well. And always very busy when it comes to space flight. And Stephen Clark joins us from Ars Technica. And Stephen, good to visit with you, and thanks so much for joining us.
Of course, Steve. Good to be with you again.
Yeah, I want to start with a story, and this has to do with the burgeoning Chinese space program. They continue to add to their capabilities, but they have a situation where they are concerned about a crew trying to return to Earth. Tell us more about this story. It broke a couple of days ago, and you wrote about this. What is going on with this crew of astronauts right now, still in low Earth orbit?
Yes, Steve. So this is a crew that's been up on the Chinese space station, which is called Tiangong, which means a heavenly palace in Chinese. And they've been up at the space station there since April, and they were due to come home this week. Their replacements just arrived last week, and another crew of three to begin their own expedition. And less than 24 hours before this outgoing crew that was going to rotate out and come back to Earth was supposed to depart the station, the Chinese Space Agency announced that they were postponing the departure and the landing to investigate a possible impact of space debris on their capsule. And that's really all we know officially from China right now. They don't release a lot of information. In fact, it was kind of the fact that they released that information at all was kind of eye-opening to me, because they don't typically disclose, you know, minor setbacks and things that, you know, they can push under the rug. But, you know, something like this, harder to hide, since everyone knew that this crew was about to come home. And so no update that I have in the last couple of days. Don't know exactly what the extent of the damage is, but the Chinese statement says they suspect it was caused by an impact with a piece of space junk in low Earth orbit.
Yeah, and you and I have discussed this before, that is a real problem. The debris is tracked, and if there was some sort of explosion with an orbiting platform or any sort of other spacecraft in low Earth orbit, it could have catastrophic consequences for other items in low Earth orbit. Now back to this crew. I would assume they are safe and sound. We don't know for sure, back on their space station and would have supplies and oxygen, et cetera, for an extended stay there. But then it becomes, all right, how do we get them home if there is a problem? And, of course, it wasn't that long ago we were worried about the viability of Starliner, the Boeing spacecraft, bringing two astronauts home, and they had to wait for a ride from a Dragon capsule from SpaceX. So we are very familiar with that.
Yes, for sure. Definitely this situation brings back memories of what was going on last year with Starliner that we've talked about before. Yes, so right now there are six Chinese astronauts on the Chinese space station. The station can support this crew of six for some period of time. It's unclear exactly how long because they do schedule in reserves in their oxygen and supplies to be able to accommodate the six-person crew for a period of time while they hand over from crew to crew. But the space station's long-term specification is for a crew of three people, not six. So there will be a time frame at some point where this crew needs to come home. And the Chinese, their policy has been in the past to have a spacecraft and rocket on standby for launch on a rescue mission, potentially, to go up and rescue any crew that is stranded in space. That we think that is the case right now, my understanding is the rocket and spacecraft have not been fully assembled together. So I would estimate we're a number of weeks, maybe a month or more. This is just informed speculation right here, Steve, but probably weeks or a month or two away from having a rescue mission being ready to launch. I don't think they'll be up there for 9 months like we saw the Starliner crew on the International Space Station. But the International Space Station is much larger, much more capable than the Chinese space station, which is itself a massive platform. But the International Space Station is, I think, five or six times by volume larger than the Chinese space station.
Yeah, so resupply, getting them home safely. And, of course, this is a program, the Chinese program, that has a big ambition. They want to get to the moon. That's created a new space race. We'll talk more about that and what's being done to beat the Chinese to the moon. The United States obviously has been there late 60s, early 70s with the Apollo missions, and now the race is who can get back to the moon first. But when it comes to the Chinese, it once again proves that this is very difficult, and once again, any damage to a heat shield on reentry is catastrophic. Of course, we are all very familiar what happened to Columbia. They had a damaged heat shield, and ultimately the ship broke up, returning to Earth.
Yeah. This, something like this could have dire catastrophic consequences if it goes undetected, as the situation with the Columbia did. I will say that, NASA has often, in my experience talking to NASA managers for the last 10 years or so, as SpaceX and Boeing were developing the Crew Dragon and Starliner spacecraft, NASA officials often kind of at first glance perplexingly would say space debris is the most hazardous part or the most dangerous, risky part of the mission. A collision with space junk and the heat shield of the spacecraft would be catastrophic. You think of the launch or maybe the final moment of landing where you're relying on the deployment of these parachutes that have been stored in space for 6 months, that they come out perfectly. You think of those being risky parts of the mission, and they are. But at least in the situation with launch, they have an abort system. They can get away from a rocket that's about to explode or is exploding. With space junk, if it hits the heat shield, hopefully they can detect it, which it seems like the Chinese have. But if it goes undetected, there's no backup for that.
Yeah. So we'll certainly keep an eye on that. You will at Ars Technica. Of course, Stephen Clark joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And, of course, there is a new space race. And I think anybody who follows this kind of got that sense. That is, the Chinese developed their capability. There's certainly been a rivalry in the old Soviet Union and the United States, and the Cold War fueled this drive to ultimately land Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin on the moon and subsequent Apollo crews. That was a product of the Cold War, and now there is a renewed push to have boots back on the ground on the moon first, and that is fueling a lot of, you know, when can we get there, when can we get it done, especially with Artemis 2 looming, we would assume at some point next year.
Yeah, you know, I think there's widespread agreement. A couple of years ago, you would have had to talk to somebody at NASA off the record before they would tell you that they were racing the Chinese. Well, that's changed. And it actually began last year with NASA Administrator Bill Nelson under the Biden administration. He said in a press conference publicly, yeah, we're racing the Chinese. And then we've seen the current administration say the same thing. We're racing the Chinese. And all of this, you know, it does remind me. I mean, I wasn't around in the 60s, but it does remind me about the situation that we were in the 1960s in the space race to the moon between the U.S. and the Soviet Union, to the point where I've actually sat down and started rewatching the Apple TV series For All Mankind. I don't know if you're familiar with that, Steve.
Sure.
But, just to kind of set the mood a little bit for what we're facing right now with the race with the Chinese, and the Chinese space program. It's opaque. We don't know a lot of details. We don't know any of the setbacks they have by and large, other than this recent thing, which I'll argue, you know, was hard to hide, since, you know, I think their hand was forced to disclose this damage to the spacecraft. And but they're making progress. You know, they have a number of new rockets that are about to debut that will potentially be partially reusable, like SpaceX's. I wouldn't be surprised if within a year or less, we see the Chinese land a rocket and potentially reuse it. And they're developing a lunar lander. Their architecture, the Chinese approach to land an astronaut on the moon, is a lot like the Apollo approach that NASA took 50 or 60 years ago. Very simple, well, relatively simple, I should say, not very simple, relatively simple, proven technology, designed to send somebody to the moon to stay for a few days, or a couple of people to stay for a few days and then come back. The NASA approach so far has been to go big. So we've seen them like contracts to Blue Origin and SpaceX for big landers that are, you know, multiple times, in the case of SpaceX, an order of magnitude or a couple orders of magnitude larger than the Apollo lander from the 1960s and 70s. And these are designed to deliver massive amounts of cargo to the moon, you know, dozens of metric tons of cargo to the moon, and to be able to be refueled and be reused. And all that will potentially lay the groundwork for a permanently accrued lunar base, similar to what we see at scientific stations in Antarctica, for example. So it's, you know, very ambitious, but that comes with a lot of risk and a lot of new technology that needs to be developed. And, you know, things aren't progressing as quickly as some people hoped, and now the Chinese approach of going simple may be running ahead right now of the United States.
Stephen Clark joining us. He covers space flight for Ars Technica, and we're going to get into that in more detail about how things have changed, because along the way, not all that long ago, there was criticism of SpaceX, and they were having trouble with their Starship system, and a version of Starship was contracted to actually put astronauts back on the moon. Now they've got a new plan, and a lot of that was revealed just recently. We'll get into all of that with Stephen in a moment here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Henry's got the night off. Steve Thompson sitting in along with Jonathan Lowen. Our guest is Stephen Clark from Ars Technica. He covers space flight and joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. And Stephen, getting into a philosophical discussion, if you will, about returning to the moon. The race was won in July of 1969 with the Apollo program, Neil Armstrong, first steps on the moon. So for the idea that, you know, China is going to win some sort of race to the moon, that's silly to me because the United States did that, and NASA did that in 1969 in the early 70s a number of times. And if the idea is to just get there again before the Chinese put boots on the ground, seems silly to me. The goal should be to establish a presence and learn how to do things outside of the safety of Earth's atmosphere, if you will, that to ultimately put people on other planets in the solar system like Mars. I still think the moon is a logical stepping stone because it's relatively close. Contact, communication is relatively straightforward. It's a reasonable transit time, resupply, etc. It makes a lot of sense. So if you're going to go with the idea that you are going to go big and you're going to stay.
Yes, Steve, it's hard to argue with anything you said. I think I agree with that. I think the real race is if there is one, is who can establish a permanent sustainable presence at the moon. And for a number of reasons, I think, if China built a moon base and the United States didn't have one or wasn't working on one, I think that would raise a lot of concerns, especially among the people who decide what gets funded in Congress. And but the other part of that also is the question of lunar resources. the scientists have discovered there's water ice at the south pole of the moon and the bottoms of craters. You know, these craters have not seen sunlight in billions of years. So they're very cold, very dark, hard to get to. But from orbit, from space, instruments have shown there's water there. And the water can be extracted. The water ice could be extracted and converted into rocket fuel, most importantly, to be able to refuel the spacecraft that are coming and going at the moon. But also drinking water, of course, and oxygen, electricity, potentially. All of these things could be resourced at the moon, and you don't have to carry this stuff with you. And you know, there are going to be places that are more easily accessible than others to get to these resources, water ice, and there are other resources too, like rare metals and helium-3 that we can get into as well. But I think water is first and foremost the one that's going to be top of mind. And, you know, some places may be easier to get to than others. So, I've heard, you know, people talk in space law circles and policy circles about, safety zones around landing sites and potential lunar bases. So if, you know, whoever builds a base or has a presence near one of these accessible craters that where you can get some water ice will have a safety zone around them where they will control the territory immediately around the base and potentially keep others out. And this is kind of a similar situation. I'm not an expert in Antarctic politics, but I think it's kind of a similar situation in Antarctica with all the countries that have bases there. And so there is going to be real estate that's up for grabs at the moon. And, you know, I think the United States and China are vying for some of that real estate right now.
Yeah, and logically, if you're able to get those resources, and a lot has been written about this, that if you are going to explore the solar system, ultimately mounting or launching from the moon has a tremendous amount of advantages. You don't have to get out of the gravity well of Earth. You're not dealing with the atmosphere on Earth. You could actually fuel these ships and gain a lot of speed and momentum and still be carrying a fair amount of fuel with you once, say, for instance, you get to Mars. There's logistically, it makes a lot of sense. If you have a base and you can fuel up there and launch from the moon, huge advantage over launching from Florida or Texas.
For one thing, you don't have to worry about the weather. So that's a
right.
Big plus.
Yeah, for sure.
but yeah, just from an orbital dynamics point of view, I think, you know, launching from the moon does have the advantages. But it's a lot, requires a lot less fuel to get from the moon to Mars than it does to even get from Earth to the moon. So much less Earth to Mars. So there are many advantages of building infrastructure at the moon. And again, we talked about the water question. Potential of having a refueling base at the moon is very attractive as well.
Yeah, and then learning how to live there, because in reality, this idea, well, humans are someday, and Elon Musk has talked about this a great deal about, you know, populating Mars. Well, there are some challenges, but a lot could be learned on the surface of the moon. On how to do it, how to build habitats, how to maintain these habitats, let alone taking water that is available. And there are thoughts that water would be available in certain spots on Mars as well. But, you know, near Earth, learning how to synthesize these fuels and store these fuels and transfer this liquid oxygen and hydrogen and all those things necessary to make it work. It'd be a whole lot easier to figure out how to do that relatively close to home.
Yeah, I think for sure. I think any future explorers who are living at the moon or going to Mars are going to have to live off the land to some extent, and learning how to do that. You know, the moon is 3 days away, approximately. Mars is, depending on what orbit cycle it is 6 to 12 months away, 9 months on average for a one-way trip to Mars. But even at Mars, once you land there, you have to wait for Mars and Earth to come back into positions where you can leave Mars to come to Earth. You know, so once you get to Mars, you have to wait a year or more to come back before you can even start the journey back. So, going to Mars, you're going to have to be very self-sufficient, and there are a lot of things to learn. The other question that comes to mind is radiation exposure. Yeah. How can you protect astronauts, travelers to Mars from solar radiation or galactic cosmic rays or anything like that? And in low Earth orbit, where the International Space Station is, where, you know, we've been operating for, you know, 60 years since we stopped going to the moon, that is within Earth's magnetosphere. So the magnetosphere protects the Earth's surface and the atmosphere, obviously, but also even low Earth orbit from all this radiation. And once you leave that bubble, going to the moon, you leave the bubble. So operating in deep space for long periods of time, I think, is going to require a lot of experimentation.
Yeah, for sure. And the moon would be a good spot. There's a lot more ground to cover in all of this, and we'd love to have you back. But SpaceX, you know, while being criticized for the fits and starts of their Starship program, and they were contracted to build a version of Starship to land on the moon, very recently, we only have a few minutes to get into this, not nearly enough time, but they have said, hey, we've checked some boxes here, and we have a new game plan to still get a version of Starship on the lunar surface, because the current administration wants to move things along.
Yes. So we NASA put out a call to industry maybe 2 weeks ago now, and gave companies, I think, a week or 10 days to respond, very short notice, to come up with a simplified approach of landing on the moon that will maximize the chances of doing it by 2028, which is happens to be the end of or early 2029 happens to be the end of President Trump's term in office. So there's a political motivation clear there.
Sure.
But there's also the motivation also more broadly to get there before the Chinese as well. SpaceX responded to that call with what they called a simplified plan or simplified architecture using Starship that is also safer, they say, than the existing plan for the Artemis program. And then Blue Origin, Jeff Bezos' space company, has submitted a similar plan. They're already on contract to build their own lander. Well, now they're going to be studying a simplified, faster way of getting to the moon that maybe doesn't have all the bells and whistles that NASA originally wanted to, you know, be sustainable and to land massive cargo on the moon, but something that can still get people to the lunar surface faster. And so right now NASA is chewing on those proposals and those ideas, and we'll see how this shakes out, you know, in the coming months, whether NASA accepts either proposal or both, or if they decide that, okay, these ideas are, you know, too wacky or too different, and we'll just stick with the plan as is. I think all those are within the decision space right now, so we'll see.
And you will continue to follow that at Ars Technica for sure as we move forward. But it is a fascinating time. And once again, politics, we brought this up earlier in our conversation, drove the race to the moon in the 60s when President Kennedy laid that out, you know, of landing astronauts on the moon before the end of the decade. The driving force was the Cold War, and they met that challenge, and here we are again, and will they be able to meet the new challenge? Now, finally, and a real quick final thought, Artemis 2, and that would send astronauts further away from Earth than ever before. Is that still on track for spring of 2026?
Right now, yes, it is still on track for spring of 2026, no earlier than February. But I wouldn't be surprised if it moves till March or April or something like that. But the launch vehicle, the rocket space launch system, fully assembled in Florida, undergoing final testing right now. It's in the vehicle assembly building, fully stacked, and hopefully we'll roll out to the pad in a couple of months.
And would send them astronauts out past the moon and then back to Earth in a very quick reentry. Needless to say, they'll be going very fast when they hit Earth's atmosphere.
Yes. So it'll be the fastest reentry of humans into the atmosphere ever, faster than Apollo. And so that heat shield better work on the Orion spacecraft.
Yeah. Well, Stephen, always great. Thanks so much for the time tonight.
Thanks for having me. Anytime, Steve.
Stephen Clark, Ars Technica, covers space flight. Always fascinating. He certainly does great work, and you can find Ars Technica online. When we come back, we'll get into some of the sports headlines. Some of the high school football state quarterfinals have gone final. And, folks, we have upsets to report here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Henry's got the night off. Steve Thompson in. Jonathan Lowe is here. News Talk 830-WCCO. We will be back tomorrow. College football final in November. Things starting to get real in the Big Ten, the top 25, the Missouri Valley. And then, of course, here in the area, the Northern Sun, the MIAC, we'll have game reports and a ton of scores tomorrow afternoon between 4:30 and 6 here on News Talk 830-WCCO. Speaking of football, state football quarterfinals got started on Thursday night, continue tonight. I saw the Moorhead Spuds beat the Centennial Cougars, the 2023 champions, 35-21 at Spring Lake Park last night. And Jet Feeney, the quarterback, the running back, Tay Rich, the receiver core, they looked really good. So the Spuds, they advanced already to the semifinals next week at the Viking Stadium. Well, tonight, how about this? In 6A quarterfinal action, Lakeville South upsets number one ranked Maple Grove 49-31. That game was at Eastview tonight. Lakeville South knocks off the Maple Grove Crimson. They were number one all year long. Well, they're done. Lakeville South, the winner there. Edina knocks off arch rival Eden Prairie 23-21. And they got that done in Osseo tonight. So the Edina Hornets head to the semifinals. And late in the third, Minnetonka leading St. Michael Albertville 27-7. Once again, Minnetonka leading St. Michael Albertville in the other game tonight. Once again, the semifinals next week. And by the way, it'll be Lakeville South against Centennial in one semifinal next Thursday or next Friday night, and then Thursday night Edina will take on likely Minnetonka on Thursday night at the Viking Stadium downtown. Let's get you some other scores from tonight. High school football, 3A, Dilworth Glendon Felton beat Pierce 28-7. They advance to the semifinals next week. 2A action tonight. Holdingford leads Barnesville 33-10. And we have 1A, four games. Number one, Mineota rolls over Lester Prairie 42-6. The final in that one. Let's see if we can get some other scores out of 1A. Once again, scores courtesy of Strip Varsity. Breckenridge all over Barnum, 49-0. Murray County Central leading Fillmore Central, 21-12. And Manoman-Waubun leading Upsilon-Swanville, 10-0. Let's get back to Thursday and all the finals on Thursday. In nine player, Kitson County Central beat Cook County 49-0. Hillcrest Lutheran Academy in a wild one beat Mabel Canton 40-38. Hills Beaver Creek thumped Red Rock Central 44-14. And it was Fertile Belle Trammy over Cromwell Wright 40-14. All the winners advance to the semifinals next week. Other finals from Thursday in 2A, Goodhue wins a tight one over Waterville Elysian Morristown 29-28, and it was Eden Valley Watkins beating Moose Lake Willow River 30-14. The winners once again on the way to the semifinals next week. And in 4A, four games on Thursday, it was Orono all over Fergus Falls 36-14. Marshall beat Totino Grace 21-9. The Tigers have had a big year. And by the way, the Marshall Tigers volleyball team, they'll play for the 3A title in St. Paul tomorrow. Grand Rapids beat Benilde St. Margaret's 54-7, and Kaz and Manorville outscored Hill Murray 35-21. All the winners to the semifinals next week. And as I mentioned, in 6A, the Moorhead Spuds take their 7-4 record to Minneapolis next week after beating Centennial 35-21. The Spuds looked really good. Jet Feeney, their quarterback, was terrific. Now let's get to the games on Saturday. And here's the lay of the land. One game in 2A, Caledonia against Jackson County Central. That is a 7 o'clock game on Saturday. How about that? That is a great matchup there. And then in 3A, three games coming up tomorrow. Noon starts Minneapolis North against Pine Island. Holy Family battles Waseca, and Litchfield will take on Annandale. And then finally, 5A, four games tomorrow. They're all matinees at noon. St. Thomas Academy, number one at the end of the year, take on Rochester Mayo. Creighton-Durham Hall against Chanhassen. That should be a dandy. Elk River. And that running attack takes on Minneapolis Washburn. And then Spring Lake Park will battle Alexandria area. And that'll be an outstanding game. Those two teams near the top of the rankings all year in the winners advance to state. So you're up to date on high school football. We'll take a break and put a wrap on the Lake Show here on a Friday night. Steve Thompson, Jonathan Loa hanging out here on News Talk 830-WCCO. It is the Lake Show. Steve Thompson in for Henry Lake. He has the night off. Jonathan Lowe sitting in. We'll be back tomorrow. College football final with Lindsey Brown. We'll get started with Tech Talk With Doug Swinhart at 3 o'clock. Shaletta Brundigan at high noon tomorrow here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Wild got a win on the road, beating the New York Islanders 5-2. They got beat by Carolina the night before, so a back-to-back. They get 2 points tonight. They led it 2-0 after one. It was 4-2 Wild after two. And then the lone goal in the third period, Kirill Kaprizov, his ninth of the year in the Wild, get the W, 5-2. And now they head home to St. Paul for a little more home cooking. And the Wild have work to do. They really dug a hole with a bad stretch in October. Certainly playing better here in November. And, you know, the good news in all of this, they're starting to play better, and they're almost at 500. 6-7-3 overall, 16 games played, 15 points. So they kind of got it going, if you will, at the right time, because they were in danger of losing sight. And the one thing we know about the NHL is it's very difficult to gain ground once you dig a hole. And the Wild a year ago struggled at the end of the year. There were a number of injuries, but they got off to such a fast start that they built a cushion and were able to ride it into the postseason. So the Wild, you know, once again started to win some hockey games, and they win tonight on the island, beating the Islanders. And as I mentioned, they come home and get some more home cooking in St. Paul. They get Calgary on Sunday night, the San Jose Sharks in on Tuesday, and then you get the Anaheim Ducks a week from tomorrow, but the homestand isn't done. You get the Vegas Golden Knights on a Sunday late afternoon game, and then Carolina in on the 19th before they make another road trip to Pittsburgh, Winnipeg, and Chicago, and that'll get us all the way to Thanksgiving. So the Wild, five in a row, starting Sunday at home with the Calgary Flames. So a good win there. Timberwolves dominating the Utah Jazz tonight, late third quarter, 102-65 in downtown Minneapolis tonight. And an uneven start for the Timberwolves this year. Anthony Edwards was injured. But this one was a blowout early, Jonathan. I could see how fans at Target Center on a Friday night would be, I mean, this was a beatdown from the get-go.
I mean, the first quarter was just set the tone. We had thought maybe that Utah might come back a little bit with a run because it's the NBA and everybody makes a run. Right. But the Wolves just never let them up for air, never let them surface, and just kept them underwater all night.
Yeah, for sure.
Julius Randle almost had a triple-double at the half. He had 15 points, 9 rebounds, and 10 assists at the half. Anthony Edwards, I believe, had 29 at the half. Let me see if I can get some updated numbers. I'm sure that Randle got his triple-double by now, but just an utter beatdown tonight. Just an utter whooping.
Yeah,
over at Target Center this kind of counts a little bit as maybe even triple, not even double, because it's a division win. It's a win overall. Plus, this is the first match, the first game that the Wolves have in the Emirates Cup, the NBA Emirates Cup for this season in their group play. So that gets them to 1-0 in the group as the round robin continues. And yeah, Randle did get his triple-double, 18 points, 10 rebounds, 12 assists.
That's a nice night.
Anthony Edwards, 37 points and 5 rebounds. Now, it looked like he might have landed awkwardly after getting fouled. He was shaking out his wrist a little bit. So, I mean, I wouldn't think any of the starters are going to play at all in the fourth quarter. Randle just hit a free throw. I believe that gets him up to 20 points on the night. So just a thorough kicking tonight. You could fill in the word before the kicking.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Over at Target
also
Center.
Championship Saturday, state volleyball over in St. Paul, and this is a great show. It's a great tournament. So many great athletes. And here we go. 1A tomorrow, 2:30, Mayor Lutheran against Russell Tyler Ruthen. Number one seed against number two seed there. State girls volleyball. 2A, Holly, the number one against number three Chatfield. That's at 3 o'clock in St. Paul. And then 3A, Marshall Tigers, they've had a huge year. They're the number one. They take on number two, Benilde St. Margaret's. That's at 6:30 in St. Paul. And then the final match of the tournament, the 4A championship, number one Lakeville South, number three Prior Lake, and that is scheduled to start at 7 o'clock. Big thanks to Jonathan Lowe. Big thanks to Bobby Nightingale, who covers the Twins for the Star Tribune. Stephen Clark, who covers space flight for Ars Technica, for joining us on the program. But most of all, thanks to you for tuning in tonight here on News Talk 830 WCCO. You know, if you missed part of the show, it is available in podcast form at WCCORadio.com. We have the news and weather coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.